CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Anatole, Washington's think tanks and Moscow. The opinion in Washington is critical to understand if we're in a new Cold War or there's some other metaphor we haven't found yet for what this conflict looks like from the outside. Moscow is as drained as everyone else by the 2 years of fighting. Has Washington given up on Moscow, the rapprochement, the reset, the detente? Is that all gone by the board and the think tanks are now committed to confrontation and conquest over at least the Putin government, if not his successor?
Well, we have to see what happens in November and, you know, who the next president is. And if it is Trump, what he will, his administration will actually do, because it's very difficult, of course, on his record in his last administration to say what he would do. Certainly, there is no talk whatsoever of détente or rapprochement. But at some stage, well, the Biden administration itself has said repeatedly that the war will have to end in negotiations, and its strategy is to try to strengthen Ukraine at the negotiating table. So at some stage, I think, yes, there will be talks. But at the moment, the news from the Ukrainian front line, was a piece in the BBC this morning, piece in the Washington Post yesterday, suggests that the Russians, could be on the verge of winning much more territory. Now, at that point, indeed, NATO would have to choose between, sending weapons would not turn that around quickly enough or necessarily stop the Russians, though it would help. They would have to choose between sending their own troops, which, yes, means war, or offering Russia a peace deal that Russia could be prepared to accept.
Do we think, there's just 30 seconds, do we think there's any conversation whatsoever at, say, the Lavrov level, Blinken level, of something after the war? Anything that you've heard? 30 seconds.
No, but there have apparently been secret conversations between Burns at the CIA and his opposite numbers, and it would be surprising if they hadn't touched on the possible terms of a peace settlement. But that is very far from being an actual U.S. initiative.
Right. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.